It's got a little handle across the top like that. Mm-hmm. And you walk along with it like this.
A keg?
Well, something a little smaller than a keg.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the same kind of thing that you might put down into a well to pull water up in.
Water bucket?
Okay, fine. And would you call it something different if it was made out of metal? Or would you call it a water bucket right on?
Well, no, could call it something else. We get the right name, I don't know. This is a water bottle.
Okay, fine. What do you call the heavy iron thing that people use in the kitchen when they're frying things on the stove?
A pot.
Okay. And what's something that you can make pancakes on the stove? Heavy iron thing.
Fry pan.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
A faucet.
Okay. And what about the same kind of thing that you turn if it's on a barrel where you turn
it
on?
Was it hot and white? Was it white?
On a real ball or something like that?
Yeah. No, well, no, on a, if you had, say, vinegar in a barrel, and it had a little thing on it where you could turn it on and off so that the vinegar would come out of the barrel, what would you call that place where you turned it on and off?
I don't know, that's my faucet.
Okay, fine.
Oh, boy.
And what would you call the same kind of thing if it was out in the yard that you could hook a hose up to, maybe? Where you turn the water on and off. Would you still call it a faucet?
A pipe, I reckon.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
People say.
What do you call a large sack that's made out of loosely woven cloth and 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in it?
Yeah, what you call it?
Uh-huh.
A crocus sack?
What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long, it's about that high, you hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that's shaped like this and it's made out of metal? The person puts it up to his teeth and fits on it like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Have you seen one of those?
Seems like I've seen something like that. I just don't know what it is.
Okay. Oh,
what do you call something that children play on that's made with a long board and it's balanced in the middle and one child sits on one end and one sits on the other and they go up and down like that?
A jumping board.
Okay. And what would you call one that goes round and round and round?
I don't feel like
I'm got my girl. Couldn't call it. Whoa.
Did you used to play on one of those when you were a child?
Oh, that's a good boy, sure, yes.
How was that thing made?
Well, in my day, if they had a big organ, would take something the other long, pour water through it, and turn old stuff like there we go. So you put the hole over that with the trim, and grease it. At least go around and around and around.
Well, what did you hang on to?
Well, you want to get on one end of somebody, go on the other end.
Uh-huh. And then you just hung on to whatever you could.